Test 8. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a man talking about his past life. What is he describing? A. His house. B. His family. C. His school.
Now, if you look out of this window, you can see right across the fields, and that low, dark, red building is the school. We all went there, my brothers and sisters. We used to walk across the fields each morning and again in the afternoon. Next door was our parents' bedroom, and then on the floor above, there was a huge attic which we used as a playroom. In those days, there were no showers, and there was only one bathroom for the whole family. Nowadays, people expect much more. Even my little granddaughter has her own bathroom. Now, if you look out of this window, you can see right across the fields, and that low, dark, red building is the school. We all went there, my brothers and sisters. We used to walk across the fields each morning and again in the afternoon. Next door was our parents' bedroom, and then on the floor above, there was a huge attic which we used as a playroom. In those days, there were no showers, and there was only one bathroom for the whole family. Nowadays, people expect much more. Even my little granddaughter has her own bathroom.
2. You hear a jewellery designer talking about his customers. What annoys him about some customers? A. They want to use their own designs. B. They expect his work to be cheap. C. They dislike what is on display.
You know, people walk into my shop clutching a drawing of what they want me to make. That's fine. It might be a ring or a brooch, or they want someone's initials worked into the design. They usually know exactly what they want in gold or silver, although silver is probably the most popular. So I do a rough calculation based on the cost of the materials and the length of time it will take me to make it. Then they fall over in astonishment when I tell them the price. Honestly, they have no idea what a skilled job they're asking me to do. Most of them end up chucking their designs away and looking at the displays instead. You know, people walk into my shop clutching a drawing of what they want me to make. That's fine. It might be a ring or a brooch, or they want someone's initials worked into the design. They usually know exactly what they want in gold or silver, although silver is probably the most popular. So I do a rough calculation based on the cost of the materials and the length of time it will take me to make it. Then they fall over in astonishment when I tell them the price. Honestly, they have no idea what a skilled job they're asking me to do. Most of them end up chucking their designs away and looking at the displays instead.
3. You hear an announcement at an airport. What has happened to the plane the passengers are waiting for? A. It is not at the airport yet. B. It has not left North Africa. C. It has a mechanical fault.
May I have your attention, please? We apologise for the delay in boarding your flight this morning. This is due to the unexpected late arrival of the incoming flight from North Africa because of adverse weather conditions earlier this morning. On arrival, the plane will be checked by airport mechanics and baggage will be loaded once the plane is ready. In the meantime, passengers are asked to remain in the departure lounge. Once again, may I apologise for any inconvenience caused to your journey this morning. Please listen out for further information, which we will be... May I have your attention, please? We apologise for the delay in boarding your flight this morning. This is due to the unexpected late arrival of the incoming flight from North Africa because of adverse weather conditions earlier this morning. On arrival, the plane will be checked by airport mechanics and baggage will be loaded once the plane is ready. In the meantime, passengers are asked to remain in the departure lounge. Once again, may I apologise for any inconvenience caused to your journey this morning. Please listen out for further information, which we will be...
4. You hear a lecturer talking to a student about his essay. What point is the lecturer making? A. It's important to introduce ideas clearly. B. It's necessary to check through an essay. C. It's essential to end an essay effectively.
I found it really difficult. I spent ages reading those background texts you recommended and I still thought that...
Stop worrying. I'm very impressed by it. This is the best mark you've had so far this term.
That's great, thanks.
But hang on, there are a few things I need to check with you. So pull up a chair and let's have a look.
But I thought you said it was okay.
I did, but there's room for improvement, especially in writing a conclusion. And this is the main weakness. You've obviously got some very good ideas, so it's important to make sure you sum up your argument as clearly as possible.
I found it really difficult. I spent ages reading those background texts you recommended and I still thought that...
Stop worrying. I'm very impressed by it. This is the best mark you've had so far this term.
That's great, thanks.
But hang on, there are a few things I need to check with you. So pull up a chair and let's have a look.
But I thought you said it was okay.
I did, but there's room for improvement, especially in writing a conclusion. And this is the main weakness. You've obviously got some very good ideas, so it's important to make sure you sum up your argument as clearly as possible.
5. You hear a woman explaining about some furniture she wants. What is she concerned about? A. The colour of the wood. B. The choice of material. C. The size of the chairs.
I'm looking for some large, easy chairs, not too expensive and covered in a material which will be hard-wearing as well as washable. We've had a new extension built onto our kitchen, and I want this new room to act as a family room, as well as a room where we can entertain our friends. So it means that children being children are going to jump around if they're having a party and not worry too much if drinks get spilled. Perhaps a dark-coloured cotton would be best, so that stains don't show. Or perhaps a bright, patterned print, which makes it more difficult to see dirty marks. I simply don't know what will look best with the wooden floor. I'm looking for some large, easy chairs, not too expensive and covered in a material which will be hard-wearing as well as washable. We've had a new extension built onto our kitchen, and I want this new room to act as a family room, as well as a room where we can entertain our friends. So it means that children being children are going to jump around if they're having a party and not worry too much if drinks get spilled. Perhaps a dark-coloured cotton would be best, so that stains don't show. Or perhaps a bright, patterned print, which makes it more difficult to see dirty marks. I simply don't know what will look best with the wooden floor.
6. You overhear two people talking about a party they've been to. Where was the party held? A. In a village hall. B. In someone's house. C. In an empty flat.
The last party they had was in that huge house, but it didn't have any atmosphere, and it was far too big. People kept wandering around all those rooms. You never knew where anyone was.
No, this was much better. Whose place was it?
I've no idea. Apparently, they were going to hire the village hall, but as someone pointed out, it's difficult to create a warm atmosphere in places which are rather impersonal. I said they could have my parents' flat, which is empty at the moment because they're away.
Your parents might not have been too keen on that. Well, whoever owned that house enabled us to have a really good time.
The last party they had was in that huge house, but it didn't have any atmosphere, and it was far too big. People kept wandering around all those rooms. You never knew where anyone was.
No, this was much better. Whose place was it?
I've no idea. Apparently, they were going to hire the village hall, but as someone pointed out, it's difficult to create a warm atmosphere in places which are rather impersonal. I said they could have my parents' flat, which is empty at the moment because they're away.
Your parents might not have been too keen on that. Well, whoever owned that house enabled us to have a really good time.
7. You hear a man talking about children and what interests them. What does he consider to be of lasting interest? A. Computers. B. Toys. C. Animals.
The history of children's games is very interesting. Years ago, children would make their own entertainment, unlike today, when they rely so much on computers and TV. The toys that children had were very simple, if they had any at all, and usually made of wood. In good weather, children played outdoors. If you lived in the country, there was always plenty to do, especially if you lived on a farm. That fascination with animals and farm life continues today, and I know many schools organize visits to a farm for young children. The history of children's games is very interesting. Years ago, children would make their own entertainment, unlike today, when they rely so much on computers and TV. The toys that children had were very simple, if they had any at all, and usually made of wood. In good weather, children played outdoors. If you lived in the country, there was always plenty to do, especially if you lived on a farm. That fascination with animals and farm life continues today, and I know many schools organize visits to a farm for young children.
8. You hear a woman giving a talk on flags. What makes flags so important? A. They advertise a country. B. They represent strength. C. They are very decorative.
Flags have been of enormous importance throughout history. They've been used to celebrate victories, special occasions, to welcome kings and queens, and so on. And today they are still a powerful symbol, although flags mean different things to different people. They can be carried as a sign of peace or a sign of protest. But throughout the world, they have always involved some kind of authority, and people treat flags with respect. Some countries wouldn't dream of allowing their flag to decorate a shopping bag or a mug. Flags have been of enormous importance throughout history. They've been used to celebrate victories, special occasions, to welcome kings and queens, and so on. And today they are still a powerful symbol, although flags mean different things to different people. They can be carried as a sign of peace or a sign of protest. But throughout the world, they have always involved some kind of authority, and people treat flags with respect. Some countries wouldn't dream of allowing their flag to decorate a shopping bag or a mug.
That's the end of part 1.